Petersfield's Shine Radio.
I'm joined today by local resident and well-known actor Hugh Bonneville. Hello, Hugh.
Oh, that was quite an intro. Hello there. Where was the badum tish at the end of that?
Badum tish. I needed a drum roll, but I'm not allowed musical sounds at the moment. Hugh, so we are here to talk about the Petersfield Festival Hall public consultation roadshow that's happening on Sunday at Petersfield Square. So, because Petersfield Town Council are planning a major refurb that's costing about, going to cost about 12 million, and they want public opinion. So, why are you there? What are you doing on Sunday?
Well, Sunday is really just a sort of flag waving exercise to draw people's attention in the as you say, the town square to come and have a look at the plans, the ideas, and most importantly, to put forward people's own feelings about this much loved, but let's face it, slightly faded building, Petersfield Festival Hall. You know, it was built in the 1930s. It's a gorgeous Art Deco building, but it's sort of no longer fit for purpose. I think everyone can sort of see that. It was built initially for music concerts. But of course, our needs and our tastes have changed over the years. And there's drama societies, there's meetings, there's, you know, all sorts of sort of social activities that could and can take place there, but we could do it better. And so the town council has decided it's time for a good old facelift. And so it's really, this is a chance for the public to give their views on what they would like to see the hall used for, contribute ideas to the use of the space and the planning ideas, so that we end up with a really brilliant, you know, refurbished festival hall, which will have, you know, really great facilities in a wonderfully new green build. So it'll be you know, it'll have the greenest, environmentally friendly, building materials and be refurbed in that way, the carbon neutral building, and have an all day cafe and bar, meeting hub, you know, all these different possibilities for it. So Sunday, as I say, is a chance for people to come along and talk to the members of the town council, look at the plans and submit their own ideas.
Why should people get involved? Why is it important to maintain these buildings and make sure it's future-proofed?
Well, I think, let's face it, the last year has shown us the value of community and the need for community. We haven't been as far flung as we had been pre-pandemic. We actually came closer as mini communities. You know, the amount of goodwill and community effort that went into making sure everyone was okay during the pandemic, during the lockdown periods, I mean, the number of volunteer groups that popped up, it showed that community is absolutely central to our lives as human beings. Petersfield is a great community. It's obviously a hub, a commuter town. You know, it's a link between the coast and the big city, but it is a community in itself. And I think anything that can encourage and endorse that sense of community, such as a building like this, where you can find entertainment, you can find meeting groups, you know, the chance to convene in some way, old and young, I think is really, really important. And there's no point sitting on the outside saying, oh, well, you know, look at that white elephant. Don't make it a white elephant. Make it a lovely flying elephant that
we can all use.
That we can all use with its big ears. And you know, but it is. It's something for all of us to use because this is a building for the community. It's owned by the community. It will be run by people who live in the community. And so it's really, this is a great chance for people to share their views and build on the sense of community that we've developed over these last 18 months. And I think it's a very exciting flagship for the future.
The consultation involves people looking at plans. Let's just briefly talk about that, and then they can fill in a little questionnaire. And it's not complicated. It's very simple because I've looked at it myself, and even I can fill it in. It doesn't ask a lot of questions, but it asks you the key things like what do you want. So please go along and do that, and you can go and look at that at Peter. If you don't go and see Hugh on Sunday, you can get the information at petersfieldtc.gov.uk. Just Google Festival Hall Roadshow and a QR code comes up, or that's the website address, and you click on it and bingo, you get your questionnaire form and you can fill it in.
And Sunday, this little gathering on Sunday in the town square is going to be, there's going to be music, there's going to be entertainment. It's not just about coming to look at some plans. So there's do come along. It's from 12 till 3, and there'll be fun.
Yeah, there's a band.
Yeah, fun and games.
There's List Band. There's the Winton Players. Mr. Petersfield himself will be there to...
What do you mean, Mr. Peters? Who's that? I thought that was me. Who is Mr. Peters?
You're not Mr. Peters. Mr. Petersfield is David Wicks.
Oh, he's going to be dressed up.
Oh, I see. Mr. Petersfield.
I see.
Yeah,
oh,
Mr.
God.
Petersfield. Okay. You're Mr. Hugh Bonneville.
Okay, fair enough. Just remember yourself, Hugh.
I know you're a great campaigner for theatre and children. So why is it important, with all the cuts that are going on in the arts, that we maintain and keep theatre in our communities and the arts?
Oh, it's absolutely essential. The arts are part of what makes us human beings. Anywhere a joke is told, you're creating theatre, be it in a pub or on a stand-up stage. Theatre is how we unlock our imagination. Dance is how we unlock our imagination. The making of music is the same. And otherwise we would just be, you know, functioning beasts. So to see the arts cut from the mainstream of our syllabuses is heartbreaking. And something like this community hall, you know, the Petersfield Festival Hall, which was built to celebrate music, is a great opportunity, again, to revitalise the arts in our neighbourhood.
I completely agree with you. So thank you very much for talking to me. And make sure you go down and get involved and join in all the celebrations for the consultation that's starting on Sunday. And meet Hugh. Are you cutting a red ribbon, Hugh?
I don't think I'm cutting a red ribbon. No, I'm going to be staring at plans and saying, roll up, you know, fill in your questionnaire, give us your ideas, and share your ideas with the town council, and let's get this consultation as broadly, you know, circulating in the community as possible, so we get as many views on how the building should be refurbished, and let's get going.
Explore the treasured countryside around Petersfield with Susie Wild and her Labrador, Rain.
Rain and I have come up into the hangars.
Bablet, come along. Good girl.
Join me as I walk with my Labrador through our varied county.
I'm looking at a really beautiful, cloudless blue sky.
Landscape is recollection too, and I love to share that with you for a few minutes each week.
Oh, Rain, isn't this lovely? What might it be?
Susie Wild's Wild Walks.
Yeah, it went that way.
New every week from Petersfield's Shine Radio and always online at shineradio.uk.
Right, come on then, let's go.